This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Under former Attorney General Pam Bondi, Florida joined a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. This week, dozens of groups and individuals sent a joint letter to current Attorney General Ashley Moody, who inherited the case. They're asking her to withdraw the state from the list of plaintiffs in the California versus Texas suit. WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia has details.
The 18 states challenging the ACA claim that the fee for not having health insurance is unconstitutional. If the Supreme Court does strike down the individual mandate, it must also decide if the rest of the law survives.
As a lawyer, it frankly seems political theater.
That's Miriam Harmatz. She's the executive director of the Florida Health Justice Project, one of the groups behind the letter. Harmatz says people with pre-existing conditions will lose protection, and it won't make the health insurance marketplace and its subsidies available for people who qualify, like those who lost their coverage during the pandemic.
There is a possibility that partial or full repeal would only apply to the plaintiff states. We're hoping that Attorney General Moody will protect the constituents and residents of the state of Florida.
Nearly 2 million people in Florida bought plans on the Obamacare marketplace. The vast majority live in South Florida. Medicare beneficiaries would also be affected. Attorney General Moody's office wrote in a statement that she can't comment on the proceedings, but she supported a law passed last year by the Florida legislature. It requires health insurers to not exclude people with previous health problems if the law gets overturned. Oral arguments before the Supreme Court are scheduled for November 10th. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
Open enrollment for the federal marketplace plan starts this coming Sunday. Visit WLRN.org for more information.